We should get to the phone lines. We have a lot of people who want to check in. We'll start with Don. Don's on the west side. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How about that prediction? I'm 1-0, 24-17, right on the head.
Way to go, Don.
I'm the Don you want.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what that other Don was talking about, but okay, I passed a little meatball stuff. But, yeah, man, I mean, Caleb, you know, he's a rookie. I guess, you know, you can't, you know, put too much on the top with that. So, I'm just going to wait and see. Like the other callers say, it's still too early. The defense, you know, they eventually lived up to their billing. I don't like the 3rd-and-15 conversion. I don't like the 3rd-and-12 conversion. I don't like those. They got to clean that up. I think Darryl Taylor is the perfect situational pass rusher. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I hope he keeps that up. Special teams. Bayless Jones does not need to even think about a kickoff return. Don't think about a punt return. Don't think about fielding the ball. Whatever role they got him in, please just let it be something where he gets the ball quick and doesn't have to wait and think on it, okay? Because I don't know what's up with that guy. But overall, I'm glad we came back. I'm glad we won it, though. So, yeah, let's go. Let's keep going.
Thanks, Don.
Good call.
I don't think Bayless Jones may have a role on game day next Sunday if – they want to opt for Tyler Scott or if Roschon Johnson comes back.
I wouldn't have him active.
I wouldn't either.
I would not. I would have Tyler Scott active. And maybe he – I don't. Again, Keenan Allen, there was something that happened. He limped off at one point. I don't know what
he
it is.
He was not mentioned post-game.
His heel.
As far as a guy who was part of any injury report. Something to keep an eye on. He's 32 and he had that issue in the preseason. But as for Bayless Jones – I would make a statement to the rest of – I didn't even know.
Totally agree.
To him or whoever needs to hear it, that kind of play is not acceptable. He has to be held accountable. That would cost him his active spot on the roster.
Yeah, and I think DeAndre Carter proved he's pretty good at it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Bernie's in the western suburbs. Hey, Bernie.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Bless you.
Question for you. Why didn't the Bears try to stretch the field more? I think – Caleb's longest pass went for 13 yards. Why didn't he try to go long? Is that on Shea Walter?
It's a good question. I wondered the same thing in game because I thought they had done a nice job of that in the preseason. Maybe it was a protection issue. Maybe it was a product of not having the ball long enough. They didn't have very long drives. They only had 56 snaps. But I do think that was part of the problem. They didn't try to stretch the field. You got to take your shots, especially with wide receivers that we've been talking about all preseason that are weapons.
The guy was under siege, first of all.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The other element is they got nothing going in the running game. So the play action game was non-existent. So you didn't really I felt like there were different moments where you could have. And obviously Keenan Allen was open at one point and he overthrew him early in the game. But I honest to God, I think it was a protection issue.
It had to be because he was under pressure.
And when he took a deep drop, he got sacked for a loss of 19.
And let's be honest here. Caleb Williams, the poise that we complimented so often in preseason, he didn't have all of it yesterday.
Yes.
He did look more rattled than we have seen him.
Oh, yeah.
He did look more tentative than he has shown. And that also is a product. When you're in that space mentally, I don't think you feel as aggressive to take a shot down the field.
John is in Lombard, and he's got a great question that went through my mind as I watched the game. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
How can you have a potential Pro Bowl tight end who's probably one of your best blockers, who's played about 90% of the snaps, has never missed a game, played 27 snaps, okay?
Yep.
You want to talk about max protection. That kid needs to be on the field. You run seam routes. You run tight end screens. He opens up everything.
Cole Kmet you're talking about.
Yep. Listen, this kid has been screwed over since he's been here. Fields couldn't read a book. Okay, the kid still puts up good numbers. He's a captain. He's a workhorse. 27 snaps for a kid that has not missed a play in his down in his career. I got to tell you, this Waldron, you want to open up the outside, you got to threaten the inside. And Kmet's that kind of guy. And I'll tell you what, if I'm him, I'm looking for an exit if this is the way it's going to be, because this is just he can block, he can catch, he can run, he's a captain. I'm curious to know what the hell is going on.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the phone call.
That went through my head, too,
yeah,
because Gerald Everett had more snaps than Cole Kmet.
I think that was a mistake. That was a bad personnel decision.
Mm.
The groupings are going to take on, you know, I think it was one game. And as reluctant as we should be to judge or come to any hard and fast conclusions about Caleb Williams, I think the same is true with Shane Waldron. That doesn't say, you know, you excuse that mistake. I think it had to be an oversight. Cole Kmet should be on the field for more than 27 snaps. If he's going to be as big of a part of your offense, you're certainly paying him like a guy that should be on the field for more than 27 snaps.
And Gerald Everett had 34.
He doesn't do much for me yet.
Okay. I think he's a pretty good player.
I think he's a pretty good player, but...
Right. But they didn't use the tight end.
There's only one football.
Saying. Yeah.
They didn't use a tight end, and they didn't use a tight end in the way that I felt like, as I alluded to earlier... Move the pocket. Where were those naked bootlegs? Where was the waggle pass? Where were these things that were elements of the preseason offense we saw in a very small glimpse? That's why it felt to me like for the offense, this was the fifth preseason game. Still a very much a feeling out process.
Yeah. I'm trying to find...
But Cole Kmet's not going anywhere, by the way. He's committed to this organization. He's a hometown kid.
Yes.
He's not looking for the exit.
No.
He's looking for... a way to get on the field more and to help this offense kind of figure out what went wrong.
He might be the slugger the Cubs need.
He might be.
Mercedes Lewis had 9 plays.
Yeah.
I think you're going to need him more in Houston.
He had,
because they've got good defense.
They got good defensive ends. He played 9 snaps, I believe.
Yes.
And he probably felt this morning like he played 49 snaps.